Mother's Day to all you mothers celebrating out there. My name is Clara Swan, with you right up till 1 o'clock here on the Free Kick Radio Show. I'm going to run down what you heard in this very first set, the first hour of today's show. Finished up, of course, with classic Velvet Underground from the deluxe edition of Live at Max's Kansas City concert done in 1970, I believe. I'm Set Free, the name of the track we heard. For that OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, from their self-titled 1980 release, we heard Red Frame, White Light. Also heard from the No Neck Blues Band from an album called Kvaris, Q-V-A-R-S-I-S. Kvaris. We heard a Vatican Blue theme end. That's right. We also heard a little short piece there. A little bit of advice from Charles Bukowski from an album called Uncensored. And we heard friendly advice to a lot of young men. And it is Mother's Day, so young men sometimes decide to write poetry for the mothers in their life, their own mother or the mother of their children. Don't do that. Buy some flowers, get some chocolate, some candies. Do something nice for your mothers. Don't write poetry. Before that, from out of Chicago, Cave, from an album called Pure Moods, came out in 2010. We heard Bridget Strip, White Light, White Jazz, the name of that track. Before the break there, before 11:30, there's a bunch of other tracks I played, going backwards through it. Mauricio Akegel, from album called Fantasy für Orgel mit Obligati Sonorites Volumina Etude Numero Uno, Harmonies, the name of the record. We heard the piece known as Fantasy für Orgel mit Obligati. Before that, a little bunch of organ music here for you in that first half hour of today's show. Oliver Messiaen from the album Fête des Belles Eaux. We heard the eighth movement, Feu d'Artifice Final. Before that, John Zorn interpreting the music of Ennio Morricone from the album The Big Gun Down. We heard Giù la Testa, Duck, You Sucker. Yes, that's his version of that iconic track, which means a lot to Montreal radio listeners. At least the original does. Before that, a very short track from Gabby Kerpel from out of Argentina from the album Carnabailito. We heard Budapest Station. And start off right off the top from, not sure what album it's from, I got this track. I collected at one point a whole bunch of tracks called The International. Of course, the workers' anthem. This was a version by Coq Briaval Quartet. And you might wonder, last week was May Day, so why am I playing another Internationale today? Well, I'm sending that one out to all the mothers of the world, all the potential mothers, all the people who are affected, of course, by the reproductive rights battle in the United States. Well, sending out solidarity to anybody who plans on having a child, plans on not having a child, and, that's it's your decision. It's up to us, all of us, to support you in whatever way we can. Not to make excuses and not to give advice and not to try and make people do what you want them to do. But, reproductive rights are incredibly important, and it's a very bad time in the United States with Roe versus Wade coming down. So solidarity out to the birthing people of this planet, especially of the United States at this point. Of course, I like to give you the weather at this hour, and I will do that right now. It's 12:04 according to my clock here, so we haven't got a lot of time. But beautiful out today. A higher temperature than we've had in a while, going up to 18. It's currently 13, Sun. This not a boring weather forecast for you. It's going to be sunny all week, right through the whole week. And temperatures bumping up. And it looks like it's going to be summer next weekend. Yeah, we're going from right now at 13 today, maybe 18, 21 tomorrow, 24 on Tuesday, 27 on Wednesday, 28 on Thursday. Thursday leads into Friday, of course, at 30, and Saturday at 30. So I guess we got to put the air conditioner in this week. Okay, well, better do it. It's going to get hot out there. So I, for one, am pleased. I'm pleased. Okay, what else do I like to tell you at this time? Of course, CKUT keeps all of its programming archived. You got to go over to ckut.ca. It's an amazing website with so much music and spoken word programming for you to download and listen to. Check it out at programming at ckut.ca. Of course, you are listening to the Free Kick Radio Show. Right now, the web presence for Free Kick Radio, it's sort of slipped down to a simple Twitter feed at twitter.com/freekickradio. I like to post the playlist. I'm getting a few likes there today. Thanks, Elena. Hope everybody's enjoying today. Thank you so much for listening today. And I'm going to start off this next set with a few pieces dedicated to, of course, mothers and Mother's Day. We're going to start with a Lillian Allen birth version and a little bit of a content warning coming up. There's going to be a poetry piece from a 1992 album that discusses working in an abortion clinic in the United States. So, yeah, we're going to get that underway. Here we go. This is a birth version from Lillian Allen.
Women do this every day. Women do this every day. Women do this every day. Women do this every day.
Mother's Day. So have you thought about what you want to do? You do? Okay, well, we perform the procedure Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. If you want to be asleep, you can have nothing to eat or drink, and that includes water, for 12 hours before. That's really important. Take off all your jewelry and nail polish and wear loose, comfortable clothing. You have to have someone to drive you home. You can plan on being here 3 to 4 hours. That'll be $235 in cash. Saturdays were always the busiest days. No one had to take off work. One had the rest of the day and all of Sunday to recuperate. It meant I got up before 7 a.m. on Saturday for 4 years. It meant trying to forget I had gotten to bed at 2 or 3 to shake off tiredness, to dismiss any studying I desperately needed to do, to, in short, concentrate on the needs of these women, to listen to them and not to myself. The Saturday before Mother's Day was usually the slowest. Probably it didn't seem right to have an abortion shortly before a national holiday celebrating motherhood. This demonstrated an uncommon sense of incongruity on their part, considering the number of patients I had who announced their imminent wedding plans, like in 3 months, wouldn't dream of being pregnant going down the aisle. Further, they then wanted to know how quickly they could get pregnant again once firmly entrenched in the sanctity of marriage. One wasn't allowed to demonstrate any opinion about a patient's decision. Moments like this really tested one's control of this policy. Valentine's Day was also a slow one, especially when the women were informed they couldn't have sex for 2 weeks after surgery. Few were willing to give up this required night of romance. This actually made some sense, especially when compared with the number who found it impossible to abstain for 2 whole weeks. "My boyfriend couldn't wait that long," was a refrain falling on our incredulous ears. Even more, the number who then added to their sins of irresponsibility by failing to use birth control during this premature intercourse. Often this resulted in repeat customers for me, women who again looked for support and reassurance from their non-judgmental counselor, who searched desperately for better cliches to utter. Listen to what they're really saying. "Look, you don't have to explain yourself to me. You don't have to justify your decision. You want to do this, and that's enough of a good reason." "Yes, you're still a good mom. This isn't a black and white thing here. The best you can really hope to achieve is the lightest shade of gray." "I'll listen anyway." The mother with several kids, feeling she would neglect the ones she already had in favor of this new one. The women who cheated on their boyfriends and wanted to know the exact hour of conception so they can decide, based on apparent parentage, whether to continue or terminate. The 17-year-old who isn't going to have an abortion, but also isn't telling her parents about her pregnancy. I suggest they might get suspicious in a few months about that baby living in her room. The 13-year-old who is hysterical at being forced into surgery by her mother, but refuses to go home when I tell her she shouldn't do this. Maybe she's right, but we can't do this if you aren't at least comfortable with it. We don't want you regretting anything later. Go talk to her. You're still early. There's plenty of time to come back. No, I can't call her. She told me not to come home if I didn't have it done. Maybe she would be wrecking her life, but it is hers to wreck. The women who got a positive pregnancy test, who weren't using birth control, and ask how they could possibly be pregnant. The soap opera star, the rock star's girlfriend, the ingenue, the denial, the tears, more words. "Can I see it afterward?" they ask, bewilderingly. "My baby, my baby!" Some cry when they wake up. "It's not a baby," the doctor says firmly. "You know, you're maybe being a better mother by waiting to be a mother," I occasionally add. Sometimes I think they feel guilty simply because they think they are expected to feel guilty. It's okay to be glad. Some are. Running into a girl 5 years later, "Thank God I did that. Thank God I didn't walk away. Thank God you were there. You saved my life. What would I have done to that child? A child myself." I woke up in the middle of the night recently, dreaming I worked there again. I used to dream when I worked there that I was having an abortion. Everyone did. Often we dreamt we were performing it on ourselves. My patients always asked me if I'd ever had one, and oddly, I felt ashamed when I said no, as if viewing hundreds still didn't make me qualified enough to empathize or console. To lull myself back to sleep, 2 years after leaving, I ran through my spiel again, that I used to recite like a script. "What will happen to you today for the next few weeks? Do you have any questions?" 8 or 9 times a day. If I did it in the right order, I didn't even have to think while I talked. 2 years later, in the dead of the night, it still rolled off my brain without noticeable effort, as if at any moment I would be prepared to return.
Dalam hatimu, aku dulu hanya.
You're listening to the Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Black Rose Books invites you to our book launch event.
Confronting Canada's Past and Europe's Forgotten Revolutions.
Happening on Sunday, May 22nd, featuring the authors and editors of
Stand on Guard for Whom?
The Fire That Time.
Insatiable Hunger.
The Forgotten Revolution.
And Black Ukraine Yesterday and Today.
Join us on live stream or in person at 2 p.m.
at the Cité des Hospitalières, 251 Pine West, Corner Park.
Free tickets are available at blackroselaunch.eventbrite.ca or visit blackrosebooks.com for more information.
This event is co-presented with the Cité des Hospitalières en Transition and CKUT-FM.
I pull the postcards off the wall, pack up my bags and sweep the hall. Hide in the lights, I'm
We'll be right back. die. Nearly put to death by lightning strike. Instead, there was hot pink flashes in the sky. We climb the rocks in snow and rain in search of magic power. To heal our mother's pain. Mm-hmm.
are tuned in to today's Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I'm Clara Swan, and it is 8 or 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. I believe Modular Systems is going to be with us today at 1, followed by The Goods, followed by Boom Boom Time, followed by Desi Damaka. What are they calling the Bollywood show now? At 6? It's gone by a few names. Yeah. But then, of course, bluegrass and country and blues all day long. Keep it locked right here. Some of the best programming in the city on a Sunday. Absolutely. If I do say so myself. Yeah. Starts out early in the morning there with... with, of course, the gospel show. Yeah. And then listening to Latin America. Then, no, it's not. It's not listening to Latin America. There's the Latin American show. Apologies. Yeah. Then, of course, International Radio Report. Did you hear it today? Lots of controversy. You know, shortwave. Shortwave is an important piece of infrastructure on this planet. It's a planetary thing. And, yeah. Don't sell it short. There's like billions of people who do not have access to internet or poor access to internet. Shortwave remains an important way to get that stuff. Anyway, I got to tell you quickly what you heard in this set. Finished up with Nada El Shazli from an album called Ahuar. We heard Palmyra. We heard from Coco Rosie from Great Oceans. We heard Lemonade. We heard from Ganja Sufi from Kalis. We heard African Spaceship. We heard from Chupame El Dedo, which means suck my finger. Their self-titled release from 2016. We heard Cabildo Muerto. We heard from Tonstarts Bandit, the only real new track I played today, from their record Petunia, called Smilehenge, that track. Before that, David Lindley, Jim Jitkinson, and Rye Cooter. In fact, it was a solo Rye Cooter, a steel guitar piece from Paris, Texas. We heard Brothers. Then before that, Jad Fair and Kramer from Roll Out the Barrel. We heard No One Knows. We also heard from Dara Puspita from out of Indonesia. Jang Pertama, the name of the album. We heard Tinggalkan Ku Sendiri. We also heard from Atsegwe Mariam Kebru from Ethiopic 21, Ethiopia Song, the name of the record. We heard Mother's Love. We heard from Mary Herzog. That is the spoken word piece describing... her experience is working in an abortion clinic from the album Disclosure, Voices of Women from 1992. We heard her track called Mother's Day. We also heard from Tanya Tagak, a record called Tongues. That's actually a new release as well. Birth, we heard her track Birth. And started off with Lillian Allen from her 1986 release, Revolutionary Tea Party. We heard Birth Version. Women do this every day. Women do this every day. Amileba, 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 amileba. That's it. Yes. And that's why I played the Internationale off the top, because labor. Oh. Okay. Solidarity. Solidarity with all the women out there. All the reproductive rights people. All the people who are reproducing. And your choices are your choices, and nobody can tell you otherwise. And it's nobody's business, eh? Okay, anyway, yeah, here, let's finish up with the Mexican Institute of Sound. That's right, the Instituto Mexicano del Sonido. And, today's talk over music, of course, provided by Kobayashi. Getting names here and they're not written down in front of me. Poorly worked out. Anyway, Princess Leia's theme, the Star Wars Hawaiian version. Yeah, let's do this thing. Para no vivir desperado. Come back in 7 days, my folk, my friends. David Morrell will be here, and then come in 2 weeks from today on the 22nd, when, of course, I'm going to have a special guest in. Nalini Mohabir will be in, one of the editors of the book The Fire That Time. We'll be talking about a music playlist that they generated about the computer riots on the ninth floor at Sir George Williams, now Concordia, way back in 1969. And yeah, that's going to be great. There's going to be an event that day, which I played an ad for in this hour also, where she'll be speaking along with a few other people who wrote some books for Black Rose Books. So keep it locked. Stay around. Thanks for listening. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. That's right. It's the Mexican Institute of Sound. Take us right up to 1 o'clock. Oh, we're only going to get a couple minutes of this in. Thank you again for listening. Enjoy the sunshine, my friends. It's really here.
Hi everyone, welcome to Modular Systems here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'll be here with you till 2 o'clock, and today we have a guest mix on the show by Idalia, who's one of my favorite DJs at the moment, so I was very excited that she agreed to do a guest mix for Modular Systems that I can share with you here today. Born and raised in New Orleans, Idalia made her mark with her forays into the faster, groovier side of techno. She has recently relocated to Detroit and has contributed mixes to Terrence Dixon's Minimal Detroit, as well as Detroit-grown collectives such as Techno's Knob. Idalia focuses on showcasing Southern techno artists, prioritizing BIPOC and LGBTQ+ talent with her new SoundCloud series, Techno. I'll be posting the playlist for today's guest mix, as well as links where you can find Idalia online over at traction.com. So check that out later this week and stay tuned here to Modular Systems on CKUT 90.3 FM for Idalia in the mix.